figuring the Gemara Kasavina, we went through the three Makaris for it and the Hemshech. We want to go through some tasting that we missed out along the way. So in order to do that, I'm gonna go through the Gemara again. And then when we hit the tasters, we'll learn the tasters. Okay, so we're going back to Daf Yudam base. We'll use this as a springboard for Chazara. Chazara Basuri. Base. Chavti bin the Gemara, the two dots there. So the Gemara was Madaik from the Mishnah. It says, Chavti bin it seems to be an extra word in the Mishnah. Tashlumin. Why does it say Tashlumin? And you know, the Tana this is a raya. That what it says in the Braisa. Tashlumin. Why does it say Tashlumin? The Braisa learns that. Here we learn that the Bailim are the ones who have to deal with the Nevela. It's the owner of the carcass belongs basically to the Nizik. What does it mean? Tanina, the harder Donovan. This is what we have learned in the Braisa. This, what we just stated, is what we have learned in the Braisa. Tanina Lahar, we have a Braisa saying this, the Tanarabana, because the Braisa says, Tashumin
what's the difference between that and just saying spam?
Tanina
Okay.
Lahar. Yeah. Sometimes you find Tanina Lahar, different expressions. Tanina Lahar, we have a Braisa. It supports what we've just learned in this Braisa.
Isn't that what Tana Rabbanan usually means?
No, Tana Abanan is an opening statement
Oh,
of a Brah of the
the Tana
Gemara.
Rabbanan.
Tana Abanan, the rabbis taught us. This is saying, this Diuk, which we just learned in the Mishnah,
Also.
has found support in this Braisa. The Braisa says this. So what we've just learned is stated in a Braisa. So the Gemara was Medayik from the word Yashlimena, from Tashlumi, yeah? So Menani Meli, from where's the Makur? What's the Makur for such a thing? Rav Ami said, the Amar Krok, because the Pasuk says, Make nefesh behemah yishal mena. This is only an Odom, a person who damages an animal, yishal mena. Al tiku yishal mena, elo, yashli mena. Make up the difference. Don't pay an entire animal. Just make up the difference between the original value and the value is when it died.
What's the difference just in terms of grammar? Yishalem and Yishalmena. Hey, it? What's the
Yeah,
suffix?
shall pay it,
Shalem.
but we don't normally need that word. So here we have this thesis. So this is the first pasuk. If Ami's told me, then the pasuk says, "Marki nevesh beim yishalmena." From the word yishalmena, we're learning to make it up, to make up the difference. Says thesis, yashlimena. You see the thesis, yashlimena. Bala bo yishalim ein nidrash. Today's got a question. There's other pesukim that seem to say the same thing. This maki nefesh behemah yat yishalmena is in Vayikra Chavdalit. But there's a pasuk in Shemos Chavalif base. There's a pasuk there that says bala bo yishalim. So why don't we say the same thing? Bala bo yishalim. Why say yishalim? It means to make up the difference. The taste is you can't dashna. Ain lidrish yet yishalim yashlim. You can't extrapolate from the word yishalim to say it means yashlim, to make up. Because you need the word yishalim to say he has to pay. Yishalim means to pay. So you can't say, well, yishalim means to make up the difference. No, yishalim means to pay. Bala bo yishalim. Aber yishalmeno mashma shebehema atzma yishalim. Yishalmeno sounds like the animal that you should pay, the actual animal. Yishalmeno, you should pay it. You should pay the actual animal. V'zei yevshe. You can't because the animal died. So you can't pay this animal. This animal's dead. V'vichach yishlidosh. Therefore, we darshan, it means yashli menor, to make up the difference in price. So it says, Tosis, if it says yishalim, yishalim means pay. Yishalim, you pay. If it says yishal menor, means you pay You have to pay this animal. Well, this animal, not pay this animal's gone. So what does it mean to pay this animal? It means to make up the value of this animal, how much it was. That's why Old Darshan, Yashli Me No. Okay, that's the Diyuk in the Diyukim. I just want to check out one Pirush.
Second.
Is there
EF Shar? One second.
Well, you asked
in the dog
chest.
It says,
the animal died.
I understand. So
you can't happen. Give back this animal.
Well, as a partial payment, you can. Right?
Yeah, I say that. But you can't give back this animal. Yeah, you're just saying because of Yoshiv, you can do even Shabbat Kesef. The Pasuk's telling me you give back this animal. This animal's not around anymore. It's dead. How can you give back this animal? If you steal something, so we can say that the something you steal has to give it back. You can do that. You can give it back. But you can't give back something that's dead.
Is there any understanding? Because I was confused with what Ishal Menna, you shall pay like, with it.
It.
You shall pay
it
itself back. So
yeah. I can't be. So, what does it mean? So, it must be that it means you pay, it means come tell me something else. It means to be Yashlim, to make up the amount.
So, it sounds like you are, Shemena, is you're paying with it plus residual cash.
Yeah. That's going to be the maskana.
It's not that it's almost implicit in the word. You shall pay with it.
No, we're dashing Yashlim, to make up. That's what we're saying. Mm-hmm. To make it up. You're not paying it, you're not giving it back. Because you can't give it back, it's dead. Yeah? It's not like the Hishav is like Xavier. Hishav is Xavier, give me it back. Yashlimeno sounds like you have to give it back. You can't give it back. Yishalmeno. You give it back, you can't give it back. It's no longer alive. And it must be a drosha, Yashlimeno. Okay, do you give himself?
Could you understand this as part of Tosfos's understanding of where the animal belongs to, or I'm sorry, what the person has to pay? If the only reason that you're not able to pay back with the animal is because it's dead, couldn't that mean that Tosfos thinks that the animal really does belong to the mazik to pay? And therefore, like he could use it as part of his payment?
Definitely in the half minute, that's what you would have thought, yes. But the shale is maskona. Once you tell me, the posuk's coming to tell me, Yashli Meno, maybe now the posuk's coming to tell me it's no longer the maziks, now it belongs to the nizik. Definitely in the half minute, you're out. The half minute was that you would give back, you owe a whole animal, and therefore the carcass would belong to the mazik. Okay. So we have Kan Alma. Back to the Gemara. We have Kan Alma. We have Kan Alma Mahocha. We have Kan Alma, that's a different pasuk. We have Kan Alma Mahocha. You see where it is? The first line word in the line is Kan. We have Kan Alma Mahocha. In Toiv, in Toiv, Yevieu Eid. Hatrifa, lo yishali. From there, he dashens. It means to tell me, Ad Trifa, yishalim, Trifa Atzmo, lo yishalim. So here we saw, when we learned this, Rashi told us, when would the, we're talking about Shemisoch here, when would the Shemisoch have to pay? When would the Shemisoch have to pay? Shemisoch was part of the Ma'insim. So when would he have to pay? Pesher. So Rashi learned that we're talking about a Pesher. This Pesach is referring to a Pesher, which was a big problem, because the Pesach actually is clearly talking about an onus. He said, you bring an aid, and the aidan will say that it was an onus. If it was Pesher, you don't need to bring an aid, you still need to pay. So it's saying you bring an aidan to party yourself. So as she made the play on the words, Yevieu Ada Trefa, not only did we change the word Ada Trefa, we also changed the whole context of the apostle to say that if it was a Pesher, this is how much you would have to pay. Taisus is Chayyib. Taisus lo yishalim. Else you have it?
I don't understand what Rashi said about paying less. Rashi says, Rashi paid the whole person.
Mm-hmm. Rashi says, we're talking about share. The Peshair. See the Rashi four lines down. Yevieu Eid. Doishash, so you had a four wide line from the fifth and fourth width, fourth wide line.
Yeah.
Doishash the hockey. This is how we dash it. Im toif, you toif a show, bibshi also shall shame us all. If the show got devoured through the negligence of the shame us all, then so it's the possible wherever that offer is. So Rashi says we're talking about through the negligence of the Shem HaZoha. Then the positive says Rashi died from the Shem HaZoha. Okay. Then Rashi carries on. You read other tree for Yishani and Kol HaHezek. You have to pay all the damage. Add the Mea tree until the value of the tree. So Rashi says we're talking about a Peshea. Shem HaZoha was Peshea. That's Pshat and the Apostle. Which obviously is not the Pshat and the Apostle, because if you translate the Apostle, even if you don't believe me, if you open an article, you'll see if Eru Aid means the Aidim. You bring the Aidim will say what? What will the Aidim say? It was an Aidim. The apostles come to tell me an Aidim. They bring Aidim. Okay, so we make a play in the word and we say, Eru Ad. Okay, there's a play in the word. But we're not only playing in the word, we're actually saying we're changing the whole context of the apostle. We're making up that we're talking about the Pshia of Hashem itself, right?
Supposed to be,
how does
change
the behavior? Obviously, Rashi is not
talking about somebody being
positive.
He's saying that in the inference of it, that if it's not
going to
be positive, but
doing
the
following. We're asking what Rashi does say, not what you. Rashi says, then, a tree for you be able to add a tree for, you shall him call a hezek, add me a tree for. So, other trefo, we're saying means until the trefo you pay, who pays? Who's going to pay? That's how Rashi's learning it. So it says, Tesis, Avagav de Krov, Tesis Le Shalim, yeah, it's the fourth Tesis on the page. Avagav de Krov is Shemus Sophok, even though the apostle is referring to Shemus Sophok. The apostle me owns him, he's part of a mindset. And the apostle speaking about Aynes. So the apostle speaking about Aynes. So what on earth are you saying that he has to pay? We call Mokoyim. Midichsiv Ada Trefa Loi Shalim. Since the apostle says until the Trefa, you do not need to pay. What does the apostle mean? Ada Trefa, you do not need to pay. Why do you not need to pay? Ada Trefa, you don't need to pay. Why don't you need to pay?
It's the other path.
Ada Trefa Lo Yishalim. Why don't you need to pay?
Because you were
an anus. Because he was an anus, and that's why he doesn't need to pay. Ada Trefa. That's right. Ada Trefa Lo Yishalim. Yesh Lil Moed. Deichad Yishalim. From here we can learn that if you would have to pay, what would be in a case when it'd be a Bishaya? Lo Yishalim. Plum Bishvel Trefa Atzmo. You wouldn't need to pay anything for the actual carcass. The positives come to a chiddush. Because you were an onus, because the Shem Yitzchak was an onus, therefore he doesn't need to pay until the trefa. I mean, if you were Peshea, you would need to pay until the trefa, until the value of the trefa. But since you're an onus, you don't need to pay until the value of the trefa.
Meaning you don't even need to pay by an onus.
Nakhon, right? So the positive saying, because you were an onus, you don't need to pay until the trefa. Meaning, if you wouldn't be an anus, what would you have to pay? Until the trefa. But the trefa itself, there's nothing to talk about. You definitely don't need to pay. The whole discussion is other trefa. The discussion about whether you need to pay an anus doesn't, and a shameless and a fisher does, is other trefa. But the trefa, whether you don't need to pay.
Under all scenarios.
Right. So that's why the post is speaking about other trefa. As the various thing means even other trefa. But in this case, for your anus, you don't need to pay other trefa. But if you would have been a Peshea, then you would have had to pay other trefa. And the trefa is not a Yishan. That's how Tesis dashes what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, other trefa, lo Yishanim, Yivyeu, other trefa, lo Yishanim, ad trefa Yishanim, trefa is not a Yishanim. Ad trefa yishalim doesn't mean in the case of the apostle. Because in the case of the apostle, where it's an anus, even then you wouldn't have to do ad trefa yishalim. You wouldn't need to pay to trefa. It means we can make a deal. that we sing in Oinus doesn't need to pay till Tzolchivo. Papi Shea would need to pay till Tzolchivo. That is how Tzitzis explained the Mikveh name with the Pesukim now. It reads well in the Pesukim. To say that's what Rashi means is Mamash Tachur. Im Tori Vitor. Rashi puts it in the words. Im Tori Vitor Vashoi Vipshi Osir Shal Shem Esocho Yevi'ehu Adar Trefa. Rashi's putting it in the Pesukim. If it would be Adar the Pshia Yevi'ehu Adar Trefa, he brings it till the Trefa. But the Trefa not to pay. According to the tasters, it's not in the pasuk. The pasuk took man away with an anus. And we're saying, because it's an anus, you don't need to pay. But if it would have been a pesher, then you would. It's not what the pasuk's talking about. Rashi somehow puts it in the pasuk as a cushion. That's why tasters doesn't like this pshat. Pasuk's talking about anus. Right. So then we have, that's the second Rashi. So the first Rashi we had with Ami. From the word yashlimena. Yashlimena means to pay it, can't pay it instead. It means to make up its value. And the second drosha was yevi'ehu ad ha-trefo, meaning you'd have to pay if you were a pesher until the trefo, but the actual trefo you wouldn't need to pay. Chizkia, now the third drosha. Chizkia. Chizkia v'mahocho v'amesi eloi. Linizik. Chizki said, Amesia loy linizik. Okay, Tonad Bey Chizkiya, in the base of Medrash of Chizkiya, they learnt it in the form of a brisa. Amesia loy linizik. Altaima linizik. You think it's a nizik, or maybe it is. Or ain't ever the mazik, or maybe the mazik has to pay. Maybe Amesia loy means the mazik has to pick up the pieces. Almost loy kachoy. So the price is no, loy kachoyim. What does that mean? What do the words loy kachoyim mean? My loy kachoyim. So Amabai, Abai comes to explain it. If you're saying that the mazik has to pay for the nevela, meaning mazik has to provide a completely new animal, and then he keeps the nevela, lichter v'chon, or shoy tachas ha-shoy. The Pasuk should have just said, Shoy Tachas Ashoy. Finished it. The Pasuk would have said, Shoy Tachas Ashoy. Then I would know that the animal, the owner has to provide, the Mazik has to provide a completely new animal. Shoy Tachas Ashoy, that's what it means. Shoy, provide a Shoy, Tachas Ashoy in place of the original Shoy. So why do you need to talk about Vamesi Eloi? Vamesi Eloi Lamali. Why do you need to say the word Vamesi Eloi? If the mazik has to provide a completely new shoy, then it goes without saying that the mazik will keep the old carcass because he's given a whole new replacement. So why do they need to say b'amesi eloi? Maspi, it's come to me chiddush. Shmamino lenizik, it's come to me chiddush. That the nizik is the one who gets the carcass, and the mazik just needs to make up the difference. That's the three Joshes that we've had, with Ami, with Kana, and Chizkiel. For some reason, this Josh of Chizkiel is the one that's Makubal. Every time the Gemara discusses about Chasavela, it's always going to be focusing on Chizkiel's Josh. But Mace Yeloi. Mace Yeloi is going on the Nizik. The Nizik gets the carcass, and the Mazik has to make up the difference. So says the Gemara of Tzricha, why do I need all these three Joshes? Why do I need three Joshes? Dikas Vachamano. Makel behemi shalmeno. Had the pasuk just written makel behemi shalmeno, and he had the pasuk of with amim, and that's talking about who Adam Amazik, to find an Adam Amazik. So there we said a kulav. The mazik doesn't need to pay the whole thing. Why not? Well, maybe because mishul d'rishkiche, since it's not a common occurrence, the Torah didn't feel the need to ensure that the Nizik will receive his full, a new replacement. The Torah maybe was only more concerned for the damage of a Nizik and something that happens more shkiach, something a more common occurrence. The Torah felt the need to care for the Nizik so much to give him a new replacement car. But something which is a rare occurrence. So the Torah said, you know what? The Mazik should just make up the difference in the damage, and that's good enough. He doesn't need to provide a whole new replacement. Come. But Aval Trifa, but Trifa, which is Shikha, Hashem is Sokol, that doesn't look after his animals. After that, what he's meant to be looking after, and then a wolf came and ate up this animal. But that's Shia. It's normal for wolves to eat up sheep. Ema Loi. Maybe then the Torah would say that we have to ensure that the Nizik will receive a completely new animal. Maybe now it's on the queue for the Mazik to provide the Nizik with a completely new animal. So that's why we need the second posuk shchicha. That's why we need the second posuk to tell me, even in a case of shchicha, the Torah said that the mazik does not have to provide a whole new animal. And if we would have just the second posuk, which is referring to treifa, that's where the Torah said, you know what, you didn't have to provide a whole new animal. Mishum de memela. It wasn't the ultimate mazik, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. That's what happened. He didn't look up like he should have done. The damage that happened was mameda, was the net, was happened on its own. There the Torah said, you know what? You don't need to provide a whole new animal. Have a maka behemo. But the person who actively hits an animal to be a dying, when he actively did it with his hands, physically injured. Ema loy. Maybe there the Torah would say, then he has to provide a whole new replacement. He has to provide a whole new animal. Maybe we wouldn't say the din of Chas Nevela Denizik. We wouldn't say that you just have to make up the difference, but rather you have to provide a whole new animal. Tzricha. So therefore we need, it doesn't say the word tzricha, but therefore we need the first pasuk to say even there you would only have to pay the difference. If we don't have the first two psukim, the posuk of Maki Nefesh Beimish Amena, and the posuk of Im Tov Vitoria, the posuk of Ultimate Masing, the posuk of Hashem Yisrael, that was negligent, you would have thought, you know why there the Torah said you don't need to provide a whole new animal, is because there's always one element of leniency. Oh, Mishum Dere Shchicha, you see, it wasn't such a common occurrence, the Torah didn't feel they need to ensure that the Nizik would receive a whole new replacement on something which isn't a frequent occurrence. Well, Mishum the Memela, something which was Memela, the Torah didn't feel it. Abel Vamesi Eloi, in the case of Vamesi Eloi, which is talking about, what's the possible Vamesi Eloi talking about? No, that's not Shem Savan. Vamesi Eloi. No, not me. A show that was not like another show. And I didn't look after my show. I didn't look after my show in the show. My ox went and gored another ox. The shkiche, that's a very common occurrence. Ubeidayim. And the actual damage that happened was a physical damage. It was done by my animal. My animal physically damaged the other animal. Ema, in that case, where you got both the Yusa, both the reasons to two minuses, right? First of all, it was a very frequent occurrence. And second of all, it was actually a physical thing that my animal did. Wasn't I just didn't look after somebody else's animal. My animal actively went and damaged the other person's animal. Amaloi, maybe that the Torah would say that you would need to pay the full damages. So that's why I need all three psukim. And now, says the Gemara, one more one, then yes, we'll come to your question in a minute. We ask, you know, I miss you, Eloi. If we'd have even, if we'd have just a third pasuk, you would have thought the third pasuk tells us everything. It's Shkicha and it's Vidayim. And you would have thought, since it's Shkicha and Vidayim, and the Torah said even there, you don't need to pay the full damages, then certainly every other case, you shouldn't need to pay the full damages. So why do I need the first two pasukim? So yes, we know. It wasn't me. It was my animal did it. It wasn't me. It wasn't a person that was negligent. But in the case of the the first case, let's say, where the Makir Nefesh Behema, or Avada, he did the Bidai. Or even in the case of Toif Yitoif, in the case of where he was meant to look after this animal to prevent it from getting injured. So who was meant to look after the animal? I was meant to look after the animal. It says Begufo, the Begufo Mazik. There was something wrong with me, not something wrong with my property. There was something wrong with me. Either I actively damaged, or I didn't look after the thing that I accepted responsibility of. Somebody asked me to look after somebody's animal, and I didn't do what I was expected to do. So it's Begufo, there's something wrong with me. Maybe then the Torah would strap on me full penalties. Maybe then I need to pay the full amount. Maybe then we wouldn't say the kula of chas nevela. Maybe the mazik has to pay the whole thing. Tzicha, that's why we needed all these three psuk. So we needed all three psuk because each one of them teaches a chidush of chas nevela. If you just the first, just the second, you wouldn't have known the third. Why wouldn't you have known the third? You have just the first, just the second.
Because the third has two elements.
Because the third is
has both
the chumah of the second and the chumah of the first. That means it's got the chumah of the first because it's b'yadayim, and it's got the chumah of the second because it's shkicha. So it's got both chumahs together. If it's got both chumahs together, maybe then the Torah wouldn't be makel. Nachon, we were makel in the first case in makir behema. Because that's not Shkia. And the God we were making in the second case because it was
Memela.
Now, how do you know we're making in a case when it's both Biadayim and Shkia? How do you be making? So that's why I need the third posuk.
And as Biadayim, because he's the owner of this, so it's like an extension of him, he's supposed to guard it, and he didn't guard it?
The reason why it's Biadayim. It's because his animal actively damaged.
Well,
the reason why he's chayv is because his animal does. And his animal actively damaged.
Okay, so
what triggers the payment? What made what's the sibah?
So it's not because he's moshe, he's strictly liable then.
The reason why he's chayv is because his animal
does.
Yeah. That's what we said in the shir that from this gemara they bring a raya. The reason why a person is chayv. What his animal does is not because he wants to share, but because of the money. And this is a Gemara, precious, you don't face. Doesn't seem to be much we can argue about. Okay, that's the Gemara.
In this last leg of the Tzricha, that means, like I think you explained, it's also Shkiach and it's also Yadayim. So we should know for sure that it's going to be putter because it has both of the previous.
I'll explain the last level again. The Gemara said, "I need the third posuk. I need the third posuk because it's got both chisrenus. It's also shchicha and also yadayim. And if I wouldn't have the third posuk, I would have thought if a shoy got another shoy, the owner of the shoy, the owner of the mazik." Has to pay a complete new show. Why? Because this was Shkicha and Mazik and Yadayim. So it's no reason for lenience. That's why you need the third pasuk to say that yes, despite the fact that Shkicha and Yadayim, there is still a leniency in that case. Even in a case with Shkicha and Yadayim, the Baal Ashur, that's the Mazik, only needs to make up the loss and doesn't need to provide a new animal. Now, the next sign of the Gemara is saying, okay, if I have just the third pasuk, you wouldn't be able to learn the first two. Why? Because although, despite the fact that Shoy, that Alex Shoy is Shkicha and Yadayim, but there is one reason for leniency. What's the reason? It was only his mom. He didn't do anything wrong. It was his mom that did something wrong. Maybe the Torah is more makel in a case where it's only your mom in that damage. There the Torah let you off and said you don't need to provide a whole new replacement. But in a case when it's the Adam who did it, or an Adam who didn't do what the Adam was meant to have done, so it all goes back to the Adam, it's the Adam that's at fault, Then maybe the Torah would say, ah, if it's an Adam, he should pay the, he should totally well pay the full amount.
Even
if it's not Shliach, even if it's not Bidayim, if it's all their fault, maybe he has to pay the full amount. That's why you need the other two psukim to say, even though it's the Adam at fault, he doesn't need to pay the full amount. Also, I'm going to bring a
mirror.
No, not a mirror. I'm getting very worried. The cardiologist. It's like,
For the
Rav, for who? You're getting very frustrated. What's
for
your
what?
You're getting very frustrated. I don't know.
I don't understand. You have to give the
doctor. What's your problem?
I can't remember.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. What's the issue?
The issue with, I would like the Rav to better explain with regards to the matter of the Shkiach. We've learned previously that the animal gory is not Shkiach. That's what it's talking about. So no, that's what I'm saying. You have to talk about, over here, we're talking about specifically just the Muad. It has to be that we're talking about Muad. Right? The Rav didn't indict that. I want to say this has to be talking about him specifically. And we're saying it's by a dying, perhaps, I'm suggesting, because he didn't take care of what he was supposed to take care of.
Okay, definitely by more than makes sense. And
by that, not.
No, there might even be a rival because what are we saying? We had a, we're going to get ourselves stuck, but I'll just speak it out. There was a Havmin in the what? That's a carcass. We'll go to the there's a Havmin, the mother has to provide a complete new animal. And yeah, the carcass will go to the Nizik. So now we will go to the mother. The mother provides a whole new animal. Well, let's say it's by mood. It's because if it's mood,
it has to be.
Yeah. It's not. It doesn't have to be by mood because, although it's true, he's saying because we're saying shchitah.
Right. That's
it's common occurrence. Tam, a shoy tam, shouldn't be a common occurrence. That's why we have to be chatzinez.
Can I ask the question?
Yeah.
Why is the Gemara speaking in a generality rather than a specific certain? If each and a bit. Each individual animal is either given a time on the mark. I don't know if there's a date on the end.
No, just time.
So they're talking shchicha being that it is common that animals do tend to gore each other here and there. Not necessarily that this specific animal was a mark. Why can't it be that?
But if the reason why you want to strap them in the full damages is because it's shchicha.
Yeah.
So if it's referring to a shaitan, then I shouldn't get that strap. I shouldn't be
punished
because it's not shaitan. If that's the thing. But, okay, it's also told on, we discussed this one. There's a machlekes, if pal ganizge is mamoino, or pal ganizge knosso, meaning the fact that shaitan pays half damages, why is that? Is it because it's a knas? Or is it because it's mon? Meaning, is it that really the Torah would say that you should pay full damages? So it's right. Letting you off and saying you're only paying half. Or is it the other way around? That really you're paying, you should pay nothing, but the Torah is giving you a knas to pay half. Taisa said, this machlekes with Pagan is going to cross the tailor on whether we expect an animal to go or not. And if it's expected to go, so then really you should pay the full damages. Just the Torah, for whatever reason, let you off half. If it's not expected to go, if it's a shomu, then pal ganizke knos. This is machlekes. So machlekes is in the gemara. Machlekes somewhere else. Pal ganizke mar and a pal ganizke knos. Taisa says the machlekes whether it's called shomu or not, whether it's called naturally guarded or not. Also, it could be this gemara. If it's talking about tam, would be referring according to the shit of pal ganizke lamena. So, you always got to.
How does the one breath that we say it's by a dam? Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, we're saying it's
not good for him.
Yeah,
it's mamayim. It's be dying, but mamayim.
Hasn't by time anymore. Hasn't fit it here.
Why not?
By dying, you said it's mamayim. No?
By dying, you said it's mamayim. Why? But by dying means how did the damage happen? It happened a physical. The sibis achir is due. The reason for payment is due for an active damage. That's called bida. Either the person himself damaged or his property damaged. But both of those, the reason why it's chayiv is not because he sat back and didn't prevent something from getting damaged. Rather, the reason why a person's chayiv is because of some active thing that happened. He actively damaged, or his property actively damaged.
That's bida. So another ground.
No. His property acting that
support.
One second. The case of Shoyna, right? The reason why he's high, why is he high? Because what he didn't do. Because he didn't look after the animal. The reason why he's high is because he left it open and therefore somebody came in, an animal came in. So he didn't look out the animal. That's not being died. That's what he passively didn't do something. So you might have thought, but the best thing, you know, Chayim. On the other hand, by Shoyna, he passively didn't do anything. Right? He was meant to have done something. He didn't do it. As you ain't getting by a Shoyna who actively killed, but it wasn't the owner that actively killed, it was his property that actively killed. And therefore, maybe there's a reason for leniency. No, there's no such thing. No, there's no the reason why you're tired. The reason why you're tired for what your animal does is not because of your negligence. The reason why you're tired is because of your animal damage.
You did it some work?
Yeah, it's because of your animal damage. Just if you weren't negligent, then it's seriously impossible. If you did what you can to look after it, that's okay, your part. The reason why you're chayiv, if your animal damages, doesn't have a person damages, he's chayiv not because he was negligent, he's chayiv because of what he did. A person damages even by his chayiv, nothing to do with negligence. A person who's chayiv, person who damages, he's chayiv to pay. So too, why am I chayiv to pay? Because I damaged. So if my animal damages, I'm chayiv to pay. Why am I chayiv to pay? Because my animal damaged. So why do we find that there's a p'tur by an animal? If a person's locked up the animal and an onus happened, he's potter. Why is he potter? Because onus, on Apache, the Torah didn't hold you responsible for what your animal does if you were an onus. If you did what you can to prevent it, the Torah didn't hold you responsible. But if you didn't do that, and why are you chayiv? Because what your animal did. That's the right from this Gemara. Yosef, he said this chakir many times. And finally, finally, it's supposed to Gemara, like one side.
And we say owner of the animal, that also would apply to a shomer who is only the owner? It could be also a shomer who's meant to watch it and he doesn't watch it.
And then what happened?
The animal pours some of it.
Yeah, because he became like the owner in that case. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So now we have this thesis, Hart Mishum de Mamina. And this thesis is probably the hardest thesis in this omelet. Hart Mishum de Mamina. So we're going to read the thesis, and then we have to work out what thesis is saying. And then we have to try and understand how to understand what thesis is saying. Hart Mishum de Mamina. Yeah, Yossi, soon you're going to say that I didn't read it clearly. So let's talk about it. Harmashim de Mamina. Kelaima. This is bothered about something. Kelaima. Remember what's going on? Just to remind ourselves. We said if we'd have just the first two psukim, you wouldn't know the third one. If we'd have Adam Amazi and Hashem Yisofa, you would not know the din of a show that called another show. You wouldn't know it. Why? Because each one has a particular reason for leniency. In the case of Shoy, that Mamazik Shoy has neither of the reasons for leniency. Although Mamazik has a reason for leniency, it's not Shkiah. Shoy himself has a reason for leniency, it's Mamele. But neither of those apply by a Shoy that called another Shoy. And therefore, you might have thought that a Shoy that called another Shoy, the owner has to pay a full damage.
Neither leniency or both of the leniencies.
Say again.
The Shor Nogeach has, the last one has both of the leniencies or neither?
No, neither of the leniencies.
Neither.
N-E-I-T-H-E-R. Neither, okay.
Neither. But
there we are. Neither of them.
Oh, it's Shor Nogeach is Shriach.
So it doesn't have the leniency of all the mamazik.
Ah,
okay. And it doesn't have the leniency of shoyma because it's active.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so therefore you won't be able to know the third one. We need a apostle to tell me show that no gas show. Even then he doesn't pay for a complete replacement. Kaloima says Taisus, Kaloima. Michal mena yuloy asya. When we said that you'd have just the first and second posuk, it means you wouldn't be able to learn from either one of them. But Ava mitrevayu asya. But if you put the two together, you would be able to learn out from both of them together, the mahatzad, with the mahatzad. Just explain to you what the principle of mahatzad is. Anytime you have in the Torah two things, and each one of them has a particular reason for leniency, but the other one doesn't have that, but they share the same halacha, that tells me that the reason for this halacha is not because of a particular leniency. Let's plug this in. Here we have Pchas Neveda. The Torah tells a chiddush. The mazik doesn't need to pay for Pchas Neveda. He doesn't need to pay for the karka. Now, why should that be? So I've got one person that tells me about Ottoman mazik. You know why you're going to have a kula? Well, maybe it's about Ottoman mazik. You know why it's kula? Because it's not Shia. I've got another person who tells me exactly the same halacha. And it doesn't have that kula. I have a Shem Esocha. Shem Esocha is Shia. And also by Shem Esocha, it has the same halacha. So we get the same halacha, and I don't have the kula of the Odom Amazi. That shows me that the reason for leniency is not because it's not Shia. That can't be the reason for leniency, because you see by Shem Esocha, it is Shia, and you also have the leniency. One second, by Shemesh Socho, it's Memela. So maybe the reason for leniency is because it's Memela. That can't be. Because by Odman Mazik, which is not Memela, and also shares the same kura as Shemesh Socho. So what that shows that the reason why the Torah says that you only, that the Mazik doesn't need to pay for the Pachas Memela is not because it's Memela. Because even by Odom HaMazik, which is not Mamela, it's Vidayim, shares the same leniency. So if you put the two together, we see the reason for leniency is nothing to do with Mamela and nothing to do with not Shkiach. The reason for leniency is because the Torah tells me you don't need to pay in a case where a person is Mazik. The Torah is saying you don't need to pay. By Mazik, you don't need to pay. Kastamele, you don't need to pay. Because by Adam HaMazik, it's true Adam HaMazik has a kula, but Shemisacha didn't have that kula. Shemisacha is not, and Shemisacha is Shkiach. And yet the Torah says he doesn't need to pay for Pchas Neveda. So we see clearly that the reason for Pchas Neveda is not because it is not Shkiach. Clearly not. And we also see clearly the reason for Pchas Neveda is not because it's Memela, because all the Mamazik doesn't need to pay it. That's called a Ma'atzah, the Tzad HaShavosh Ben. A Ma'atzah. You see two halachas, they share the same din. Two situations share the same din. And neither of them have the reason why you might have thought that we have a particular reason to be make on him. Neither of them have share the same reason for lenience. One of them might be not Shkiach, but the other one is Shkiach. One of them might be Memela, but the other one is Biadaya. So neither of them have a reason, share the reason for leniency. That tells me that there's no one reason for leniency here. The reason why it's Muta, the reason why the Torah is Mekel, is because by Mazik there's no din. There's no din that you have to pay Pchas Neveda. That's it. So he told us two of them, you'll be able to work. So this says, Bemet, you would be able to learn it from Ma'atzad. And the Gemara would normally speak it out. The Gemara didn't bother speaking out the whole Shaka Vitari. Really, you could have told me that you should know that you could have learned from, you could have learned from both of them together. You could have come out to tell me that you never ever paid Chasna Bihu.
Then why is there a third pasuk?
Oh, that's a big cash on Tosfos. If it's true that it's Sada Shomer, then you don't need the third pasuk. What was the third pasuk? Why do we need the third pasuk? Show the Azik Show. You know why you need Show the Azik Show? Because you might have thought.
Because
why? Because it doesn't have either of the leniencies. But we just told me it's nothing to do with the leniencies.
Right.
Because it's Sada Shomer tells me that there's no leniencies, you don't need it. And Bemet, that's the Bnei Yeshua's question. That's why this is very difficult. Because the Bnei Yeshua asks, if so, you shouldn't need the third pasuk. So there is an answer. There's a few answers, but there is an answer which there's a question on this whole Gemara. That how do you know that by Boer, the Pchas Nevele is for Benizik? Boer is very chomer. The Boer is Tchilas Asiyosa Benizik. The guy who dug the boy was very wrong in digging the boy. There's no reason why he shouldn't dug that boy. Like the ceramics. He's causing mazik. So boy is always very common. So how would you know from any of these things that you are chai, that boy would be have a chas nevela for the
ceramics? Same possible thing where it's
no. It's a different pasuk. We were learning from Shor.
It's the same pasuk. It's different pasuk. Yeah, that's what I said. It's family silo.
And how would we know that by Shen and Rega that the Pras Nevele is from the Nizik? Shen and Rega is very Shia, much more than all the other ones. Shen and Rega, the Gemara says, or this Hanon as Eker. There's all different chumras, which we went through the sukkahs. There's all different chumras. So, Sami Shayin, the Rosh says, and Shidmo Gemet says, the Bemet is an extra pasuk. There's Bemet an extra pasuk. Once we say there's a Tzad HaShavah, you don't need the third pasuk. And that third pasuk comes to tell me all other kids. Come tell me Shanarega, come tell me Boy. It's Bemet an extra pasuk which you don't need. That would maybe be an answer. Stasis doesn't speak all this out. Stasis says you should know that really the Gemara does say Kielu, you need a third pasuk, but you don't really need a third pasuk because you can learn out from Tzad HaShavah. Okay, so why do we have the third pasuk? Answer to tell us other cases which are more common than the three that we discussed. Case of the Tchilas Asiyos HaNezek, or the case of Shen or Regal, those are, each one's got a certain chumah over Shari. You might have thought there you would tell it would be Machman, say you have to pay for the whole thing. You might say, oh, an extra apostle can say that no, even there you don't need to pay.
Is Eish
also
a fictional in this? Or
is Eish, what chumah does Eish have? One more taste is on this Ahmed. Like Nitzchah and Abkhaz
Aveda. The Rosh is not in the Rosh here, it's only in. Why is that?
You like this taste is the Rosh, right? You've heard of it?
Oh.
The Rosh wrote a few Purushim. He wrote a Piske Rosh, which was there to give us the Alochis. And he wrote Chidushe, his Chidushe, which are tastes of the Rosh. And there's also in the Shit Mevetz, he collected, basically, tastes of the Rosh and put it inside.
Okay.
Right. So, this tastes we learn together. Aval gavda bepeg haminiach. So what does the Gemara say? So we have to go back to the Gemara then. Back to the Gemara. Four lines up from the end of the page. Omer Rav Kana l'Rav. Says Rav Kana to Rav, I don't understand why you need this drosha in the time at the cost of Rachmano b'meis yeloi. Only because the reason why I know Chasen Vela is an Izzik is only because of the pasuk of b'meis yeloi. Halav ochi, if not for that, havamine nevela the mazik. I would have thought the nevela goes to the mazik. and the mazik has to provide a whole new replacement. Why should that be? Hashto, if already he is already the kama trifus. The halacha is if the mazik has his own collection of carcasses, he can use them as payment. If already, if he has his own carcasses, he can use them as payment. The Omar Mao, because the halacha is Yoshiv, Lirabis, Shoba Kesev, Bavin Subin. Mao said, means it was said earlier. That Yoshiv, we learned from Yoshiv.
Master said?
Yeah. That was said earlier, Yoshiv, from the word Yoshiv, Lirabis, Shoba Kesev. We dash from the word Yoshiv to tell me that you don't need to pay only money, you could pay even Shoba Kesev and even Subin, even non-high quality. You could pay with very low quality grain, you could pay as payment. So if already he could pay up using his carcasses, his own carcasses he could pay up with, D-Day, we put it. He can't pay up with the Nizik's carcass. The Nizik owned the carcass. The mother killed it. The Nizik owned an animal. The mother killed the animal. He left with the carcass. Of course he could pay up with that carcass. Why shouldn't he? He could even bring his own carcasses. Suddenly he could say, take your carcass and I'll pay up the rest. So what's the chiddush of these psukim? Why are you getting three psukim? What's the chiddush? We need these psukim to tell me that chasna veila. It went down in fact. At the time of death, it was worth X. Before death, it was worth X plus. At the time of X, it was worth X. That went down to X. And over time, it went down to X minus. It went less than X. Here the shiz, then you only have to pay the difference between how much it was worth and the time of death. And the fact that it went down in value afterwards is the problem of the nizik and not the problem of the mask. That's the chiddush of these psukim. Of course, if the value, if you want to pay up with the carcass, you can pay up with the carcass. But with chiddush is, he doesn't need to pay the full amount. If the carcass went down in value, he only needs to pay the difference between how much it was worth before he died and how much it was worth at the time of death, due to the death. So Tosfos had the kasha, we saw this Tosfos. The Tosfos, they need to pay the kasha, he had the kasha. Why is it that he doesn't need to pay the lower value? Why did it go down in value? Only because of the death. So we learned to Gemara elsewhere that if an animal gores another animal, and over time the one that was injured deteriorated and went down in value, we say the mazik has to pay for the entire deterioration because it's due to the mazik. So to hear as well, why did the animal decompose? Because it died. Why did it die? Because of the mazik. So the mazik caused it to decompose. So why shouldn't he have to pay for the decomposition? That's an English word. It says that kichesho, if it went down in value from the time of injury until it goes to court, the mazik has to pay based on the value of when he goes to court. You know why? Mishum de kauno de toyo kevirabe. The horn of the ox, the horn of the mazik, is buried inside this nizik. So the reason why the nizik's gone down in value is because the original infection which the mazik caused.
The horn was really inside.
It's an expression. It's buried inside it, meaning that the injury is still manifesting itself and causing it more. So what's pshat? Why here not? You say no, it's a different pasuk. I shouldn't deloy meis. There, dafka, because the animal didn't die. But yeshlo after much it's trapping. The nizik's got full right to wait for it to heal, and therefore, if it went down in value in the meantime, it's due to the mazik. Avalonko, but here miyad, straight away after it died, the nizik should have sold it. It's not going to get healed. So you might as well sell it straight away. But since he should have sold it straight away, therefore the Nizak has to accept the loss. It's his fault. He should have sold it straight away. The Mazik doesn't need to pay for any difference in price.
And then he said it depends on whether he knows about it.
Right. So according to this, if indeed the Nizak wouldn't know about it, so you can't say he should have sold it straight away, or if it was the Shabbos, he couldn't sell it. Then if you did go down the valley, then the mazik would have to pay the difference between how much it was worth. And from the first moment, the nizik could have sold it. That's how much it would have to pay. That's what came out from Tesis. If you said Rashi, it wouldn't be like that. I think it's Rashi Tesis. Kunta Rashi, the shot is an automatic repayment. That's the chiddush. There's an automatic repayment. I owe you the whole animal, an automatic repayment. So even on Shabbos, that automatic repayment happened. And therefore, if he went down the valley afterwards, he does need to pay. Okay, there's one last thesis here of Yavi Edim Shemitza for the Oynes.
The Mark discussed that. Shabbos payments?
No.
It looks like no.
That's us to have a good chakir. If we go on and discuss it, we wouldn't have a chakir.
That also looks like Pashid, it goes based on Tam and Visa.
Right.
And therefore, I would side with Rashi.
Right.
We say Hizma is a. It's a Shabbos.
Right. This is telling us that
way. Would we expect.
So this is saying what the reason it has to say.
If it would like to us, wouldn't we expect the Mark to point that out?
That's a shallow Chasavim. What exactly Chasavim? When you speak up the sugya, you took on passion like this. We start the sugya. What's the chiddush of Chasavim? The chiddush is you have to define what the damage is. Not that you have to pay everything and there's an automatic repayment that you didn't like. Rather, it's just to define what the damage is. That's just the thesis. Definition of the damage is never. If this damage continues to manifest itself, you'd have to pay more. I'm saying, if you don't know Rashi, there's automatic repayment that you have to pay the full damage. Full damages, you have to pay the animal's worth $1,000, you have to pay $1,000. Just as an automatic repayment that happened. That's Kiddush of Rashi. That is the Mokhudash. Rashi is the Mokhudash thing. An automatic repayment doesn't know about it, it automatically happens. That is Mokhudash. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, that's how we took on originally, and it's Havamin of the Gemara was. Then you damage a whole animal, you have to pay a whole animal. So this last season, maybe I'll do the beginning of Thursday shit. You may have to share it. It's another Gemara, small point. But we should start the sugya of Shomin in the Gemara Amash Shmoyim till Virav Asi, which is about 10 lines up from the end of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the end of the page. And there's not many Rashi, small Rashi, and one Tosfos, and that's it. Okay, that's the end of the sugya of Shomim, Chasavir. Basically, Chasavir starts from Chavti until Asi. That's the Gemara goes on to a completely new topic. Okay, have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.
Until very late.
Good.
Mr. Barrett, be well.